Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Room 104 Podcast with Cormac Moore.
FM 104.
It's Room 104. It's Cormac and Trish here. What is the crack? Hot Press Stuart Clark is on the way after 10 o'clock. But now, delighted to be finally, I've been hounding this person for the last number of weeks and months to come on to the show. And she's been stupidly busy over the last while. But we got her on this evening. And I'm delighted to welcome onto the show, comedian, viral internet sensation. She's clocked up literally millions upon millions of views over the last year. Justine Stafford, what is the crack?
Cormac and Trish, how are you? Great.
Welcome,
to
Justine.
Thanks so much for having me. And also, Cormac, I feel like I have a bit of competition with yourself now lately.
What you mean?
Going viral with these songs. Christy Moore,
I've only got
everything.
I've only got viral COVID. That's the only thing that I'm competing with you at the moment.
I'm getting mixed up.
The amount of people, I was like, I've given you COVID. I've shut down the entire station, Justine. There's lads walking around F104 studio in hazmat suits, just flamethrower in the whole place going, what an idiot.
Yeah, what a way to go. You left your mark.
I know. Some of my smell is coming back now, and that's why we're doing this over Zoom, so Justine can see me. I'm here in my my dressing gown and my pajamas, and I've just stopped fighting it. I've just go with it, enjoy the mess, and hopefully you'll come back out the other side, you know?
Absolutely. Just take it all in. You got to go with it. You're working it.
Just working at the best. Come here, you've been fairly busy the last while. Now, can I ask you a personal question, Justine, right?
Oh yeah, live on air, that's a good time to do it.
Live on the air, we'll just throw it all out there.
Let's do it, yeah.
But did you, like, I know a few people have done this over the last while, over the pandemic, they were like, you know what, screw the whole work thing and the whole job thing. Have you decided to kind of go full-time into the whole comedy online content creation? Because I know you were working for a fairly well-known media brand, and I imagine a lot of people, if you did wind up doing full time, we're looking at you going, but you have a job. What are you doing? Why would you give up a job and all this kind of crack? So what happened there?
Exactly. That's it. And like, it was honestly thanks to the pandemic that I made the decision, because without it, I never would have taken that risk because it forced me to, I left Dublin City. I moved back home, started to lose my mind as we all did. And I just realized I want to be doing more of this. And I was at home making more videos, and just, I realized if I didn't give it a shot properly now, I'd always look back and regret it. And that's pretty much what spurred me on in the middle of this year, just to take the plunge. And I mean, I haven't looked back, because surprisingly so far, so good, touch wood, that it has all been working out. And I've gotten a lot of work with doing online stuff, and a lot of videos have bizarrely done well and gotten attention, which has led to more work, which has just been great. But I mean, it will all end in disaster. That's what you're thinking of myself. I mean, you have to be optimistic but also realistic at the same time. It's that Irish pessimism. You have to keep that. Stay true to your roots.
Does the mother still
you
send
feel you? Like do you Sorry, feel like there on. Is a time do you feel like there's like almost like a ticking time bomb on this, that it'll end soon?
Yeah, I mean, you have to keep that little bit of anxiety beneath the surface bubbling, because otherwise you'd take the foot off the pedal, I guess. That you feel like you just need to keep reminding yourself that this all could end in disaster, and that's what keeps me motivated, you know. It's a balance. There's times where you do, like, I look back on even like videos that, you know, have like over 4 million views, and I'm like, how is that even possible? But I think if you dwell on either side too much for too long, you know, you'll just kind of lose your mind. So it's nice to keep both positive and realistic and keep chugging along and see how it goes. Yeah. It's the only way.
Does does the mother keep sending you like jobs for the civil service? And she's going, listen, they're hiring. So, you know, just.
Yeah, it's nice because, you know, she'll throw in or mention, you know, my mom or dad, you know, oh, and I see your friend got a permanent job as a teacher. Did you ever do teaching yourself? Teaching is the big one. It's
that's such a good country job. Yeah. Doing a little bit of teaching.
Yeah, that's always the one that will be thrown at me. And that I could still do the videos then in the summer. That's the logic as well. Which, I mean, it does make sense. They're not wrong.
Yeah.
They're not wrong. And I do have it as a backup. I don't know. I did do a lecture once in DCU. I was invited in as a guest lecturer to give a lecture on memes. So I do think maybe down the line, yeah, that was a fun day.
It
was
a lecture in memes.
Yeah, it was me basically showing pictures of Marty Morrissey on a screen being like, yeah, if you make a Party Marty meme, it's like, I don't know how much kids learned in that lecture, but I could give teaching a go. I know
that there's a full course on memeology. You can actually take it up as a course if you like. So
no,
you might
not
laugh, but there is. So you can actually study memeology if you like. So you're laughing at it. It might be a thing. In the future for you.
100%, because I do think it's becoming its own language. And I mean, it is a form of like culture exchange, really. It's a form of communication that I do honestly think will become a bigger module. And I'm ready and qualified to teach it, I think, if they need.
Justine, stop angling for a lecturing job here in UCD or Trinity or somewhere, $100,000 a year showing memes.
See, this is the fear. I've got to keep being afraid that things will not work out with videos. So I've got to keep my options open. That's really what I'm doing here.
You have been called the meme whisperer in the past. So, I mean, it would be a fitting title. Meme lecturer and whisperer.
There you go.
Steve, if you weren't doing stand-up and doing the stuff now online, what would you be doing, would you say? What would be the next option for you?
Well, I did change my CAO application 14 times and I did, like, I went back and forth between studying film, which I did in college, and being a home ec teacher. And literally it closed at like 5 p.m. on that day and I changed it back to film right before 5 p.m. And then I was like, no, I've made the wrong decision. I want to be a home ec teacher. And the application said closed. So I sent this big letter to the CAO being like, I'm so sorry. I was all over the place. I want to be a home ec teacher. And they sent me back the letter with a big rejected stamp over it, which I didn't know they had. I didn't know that was a stamp that existed.
Wow.
Yeah, could you imagine that on a first date? Could you imagine bringing that stamp out? It'd be great. Wouldn't that be great? But yeah, I still have that letter in my drawer. It's beautiful. Just this big rejected stamp on it. And that's why I am and went into film and video. But I would probably be a home ec teacher because I love cake. So that's probably what I'd be doing.
Justine, we need to do more than just cake. This has been 7 years now. You've just been making cake. The kids can't live off this. And you're like, nah, it's grand. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. It's fine. The world's ending anyway, so.
But often the meme stuff is, it is funny. I didn't realize there's a memeology course that you can do. But have you ever looked into becoming like a meme consultant? Because you know the way there's a lot of boring businesses out there who don't know how to do social, and who are all like, we want to do we sold a viral thing to the client. You know, when sales come in and say we've sold a viral video to the client, and you're like, you're a moron. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But like, you could probably charge $2,000 a day to go into a big backwards old school company and go memeology 101, let's go.
You could, yeah. I just always find with doing that, with businesses, when they try and speak the meme language, it just comes across like a mother trying to use Facebook and she's trying to post on your auntie's wall, but she's posting under her foot. You know, it never comes across fully right. There's a bit of cringe involved. Now, some of them do embrace that, and I'd be kind of, you know, if I did go into a company, I'd be like, you just need to embrace the fact that you don't know what you're doing. Don't try and be cool or down with the kids, because they will sniff that a mile away and it won't end well. It never does. Like, do you remember when Weetabix? I don't know. I'm not trying to target Weetabix here. When they said you should have beans on Weetabix for breakfast and they put out a picture. Yeah. And they were just trying to be controversial. And then they were having like a back and forth with other brands. And it was like, lads, this is.
Was that back and forth? Like, you knew it was the same brand manager under seven different accounts going, I'm having banter with myself here. This is amazing. Yeah.
they're licking their own arse. You're like, this is just no. And you know, you're watching on, it's just cringe. You're like, stop. It's already dead. It's that Simpsons meme. Which they wouldn't guess. They wouldn't know that meme. So.
No, actually, there you go. But I mean, maybe damage control, meme damage control. You could go in and go to Weetabix and go, guys, you know, you have crisis PR, crisis meme management, where like, lads, whoa.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking. Yeah, let's get this course up and running.
You can throw an extra zero onto the end of that. You know what I mean? You're going 20 grand a day because you're like, lads, your PR image is in the bin. Anyway, we should do a weekly lecture on memeology here on Room 104 going forward, but we'll talk about that later. What do you have kind of coming up now? Because I know you're doing something with Home Alone in the cinema with Tony Cantwell, and I can't remember who else is involved with that. But what's coming up? Where can people see you on the stage anytime soon? Or...
Yeah, so we're doing that. It's me, Tony, and Kevin. It's a watch along of the original classic Home Alone, which I'm just excited for because it's just going to get us all in the festive spirit.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to that. I have been involved in as well Callan's Kicks, which has been coming out every week, which has been me playing a Northside Moore Street character, which has been tough because I don't know if you noticed, Cormac, I don't have a Northside accent.
Give us your Northside accent there. Go on, give us your best Northside accent. Go on.
You'll have to tune in to see it, Cormac, because I am not bloody broadcasting that on air. I was involved, so that's on RTE every Wednesday night. And as well, I was involved with Darren Conway and Joseph McGuckian in Free Gaff, which is a series on the RTE Player, which was so much
hilarious.
Fun.
Brilliant series. It was really, really good series. Yeah.
Yes. So that's what's been going on. I am then also going to still be gigging in Dublin. You can check on my socials for dates coming up all over Christmas. And then just, doing a podcast with Martin Angolo and Dermot Ward, two guys. It's called The Substantial Meal. We just have a pint and just chat about life.
My God, there's a lot going on there. There is so much on your plate. Jesus.
There's a lot. Yeah, trying to... But see, I mean, this is a good complaint to have, I guess, and it is good. I'm grateful that things are going well so far, because it'd be worse if I was doing nothing and I was at a point of reapplying to be a teacher. That's when you know things are not going well for the scene.
You're like, happy days. But I mean, you do sound really busy. I'm looking forward to your first proper breakdown as well. Like, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. I have it scheduled in for 2 weeks' time. I have the ice cream in the freezer ready to go. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited.
We're running out of time here now this evening, but thanks a million for popping on. And it's always a pleasure. I'll be sure to annoy you again in the future and annoy you and bring you on. But what are your social media? Where do you want people to kind of go and hound you down online?
You can find me at Justine Stafford on Twitter and Instagram, and on TikTok, it's Justine Stafford Comedy. They're the three big ones. You can find me there.
Brilliant. Go and follow Justine online now. She's got a ton more stuff coming out, and she's been posting ridiculously viral and insanely funny videos as well, which people like Daryl Breen have tipped his hat and said, this is ridiculous. So that's been mad. But listen, Justine, thanks a million for popping on. This is now Calvin Harris, Sam Smith Promises. It's F104.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.